Good morning and good day wherever you may be. My name is Adeniyi Remi, and today, in a very brief statement, I'll be talking about how you can grow despite an incredibly high inflation in the country, right? Particularly like Nigeria, particularly within Nigeria, because of course, in Nigeria currently right now, a lot of people are running a rat race on how to survive inflation. But you see, in every race against inflation, many people get themselves into the rat race system. You don't get over inflation by staying ahead of inflation. That's not how you get over inflation, right? You don't transcend inflationary period by staying ahead. No, that's not how you do it. You go over inflation by taking charge and leveraging inflation, right? There are certain things that happen during inflation that you need to understand to be able to make the maximum profit from the inflationary period. When inflation suddenly jumps up in an economy like Nigeria, and I keep saying that because, you see, when you want to relate this to your economy where you are, you might have to tweak some understandings. But then, because Nigeria is the primal place I'm using, of course, the principles are the same everywhere. It's just that you may need to tweak the knowledge to work for your own region. But the concept and the principles are the same thing. During the inflationary period, goods naturally jacks up, right? But like when inflation is headlined by food inflation, because there are different forms of inflations, but of course, food usually headline many inflations across the world, particularly in Africa. And in Nigeria right now, food is one of the biggest headliner to this current inflation we're having, right? Of course, when you look at food, when you look at the monetary policies and the exchange rate system, those are the core headliners to this inflation that we're having. By the time you remove those two, our inflation is gone in Nigeria. But the summary there is, in inflations like this, where food security is one of the headlining factors to the inflation, then you need to understand that things gradually move to meet those expectations. So in the first month, the price of a commodity may be this value, in the coming months, under value, in the next month after that, under value. So the price keep going up. And you feel like there's no end to this. The reason why the price keep going up is this, is because they've not found an equilibrium point where the cost of production has stayed resonant with the price of that commodity. So the cost of that particular commodity has still not got to a point of equilibrium where the price is okay for the costs. And except that happens, the cost will keep adjusting until it reflects the expectation of those that produce that commodity and what they expect as their net revenue, their net profits, or whatever it is, their marginal factors. Until that equilibrium for them is achieved, like the margin they want to see, the expansion they want to see, the demand and supply call for them, and all those things, until it is at their own expectation, the commodity in the market would not adjust properly. You see, cement had more than doubled in the past 2 years. And the reason is, if the cement company have not reached an equilibrium point in their analysis or their business, it's not going to stop, right? The same thing with the agriculture sector. But what generally happens is that this did not happen overnight, right? It doesn't happen overnight. Prices always respond from time to time to what the inflation is seeing, right? So in an inflation period, you need to understand that until that inflation is fully done, you should not start keeping money or holding it together, right? Friday, you have a source where you can, of course, you're maybe gainfully employed and you're getting recurrent income. Any excess on every money you get during an inflationary period, don't keep in your pocket. There's no value in keeping it, right? Put it somewhere, drop it somewhere, add it somewhere. That is the mindset. And that's how you actually maximize and leverage inflation. Now, when you leverage inflation, let's get it right. You're not leveraging inflation so you can, in the short term, survive it or be better than it. No, your leveraging inflation period or inflationary period is simple. You're using those periods to maximize opportunities that after the inflation puts you not where the inflation met you, but far above where the inflation met you. Because when inflation starts dropping again in a country, things start getting to equilibrium and situations start balancing. But because you've already leveraged inflation to stay ahead, you would be far above the new equilibrium, which will make you somewhat more comfortable than the current equilibrium. Every country fights to reduce their inflation values. So there's no way a country's inflation will go unending, like without end. No. Many countries that experience severe inflations, history has taught us that usually within 5 to 20 years, they get it under balance. Average is 5 to 10 years, but of course, some people have been an exception to this principle. Some have even gone beyond 10 years in managing their inflation. But typically, 5 to 10 years, averagely, countries bring their inflation back to an equilibrium, and then citizens start breathing again. So, but if you leverage the inflation period to achieve certain goals, after the inflation period is now coming back to its equilibrium, you will be far above that inflation. Like, you will literally be far off better for the choices you make during that inflationary period. As I said, the first thing is don't keep money that does not have immediate use. Don't keep it. Because one is, the value is degrading every day. The second part there is, even in the agricultural sector, which is the sector I play in the most, right? Buy properties. And the biggest property in the agriculture sector that matters the most, that has a better recurring value when you sell it, or that has a high return on equity, you're looking at only farmland, majorly farmland, right? Majorly farmland. There are other things you can consider, majorly farmland. And you need to key it somewhere, right? You need to key it somewhere. One, don't save. Two, buy properties that have better return on equity, right? Now, after you buy this property, next thing is, buy more. If I say second thing is buy farm properties, farmland properties, or buy agricultural properties that has good return on equity. Now buy more of it. That's the third one. Buy more of it, right? And four, ensure that you don't lose sight of what your overall goal is. Right? I say you should buy farmland or anything or any other agricultural commodity. Is that you, of course, before you buy, make sure that you look out for genuine people to do that with, so you don't waste your money. But at the same time, make sure that you don't lose sight of what you're trying to achieve. There has to be a goal. If the goal is to resell in a short time, yes, that might be an advantage, because when the inflation is down, or when the inflation peaks at the point, right, usually the price that that thing gets to eventually is usually what it maintains. It doesn't come down so much anymore. So for example, let's say you buy a particular you invest a particular amount in something that was not yet inflation has not peaked, and then you buy something at the early period. When it peak, that value, let's say the value is at $10, right? That value is going to stay around $9, $10, $9, $10, despite the fact that it has risen from $4 to $10. It's not coming down to $4. It's going to literally fluctuate $9, $10, $9, $10, $9. Only in rare cases that thing will come down to $7, right? So if you can buy it when it was at $5 or $6, you see that no matter how you do it, you're going to be having gain. And that gain is going to be within a year or two or three. It's always very, very smart that you pick opportunities in during inflation period. Don't hoard money that was going to lose its value. If you save money in last year, January, that money will buy you less than 60% of what it would have availed you last year to buy. So in inflation period, to stay ahead and be better than inflation afterwards is so that you can pick any money you don't have active use for and put it somewhere that brings value for you. And that's how you literally stay far above inflation, particularly in this country. And as a cultural person, please, or someone that has a culture in mind, I would always emphasize farmland because it has the highest and most stable return on equity. However, what do you need to know when you're buying farmland? First and foremost, make sure that you check for government encumbrances. Ensure that your farmland is not under government acquisition. The reason why farmlands are notoriously popular for agricultural investment is because of the affordability of large expanse of land. However, for reality's sake, in different parts of Nigeria, there are different checks that you are required to do to not have challenges or fall into the hands of scams or scammers. So make sure that you check if there's not any government encumbrance on that land. It's very important. After you've checked for any government encumbrance on the land, the next thing you want to do is to try and do a registered survey for that land. Now, after you do a registered survey for that land, of course, you can now calm down a bit. The next thing is to now make sure that the community understand who you are and they know you synonymous to that land. So that land, whenever someone does come down for it, you will be informed. Because I won't lie to you, if you don't do your due diligence very well, land can be sold to 3, 4, 5 people at the same time. And you don't want to be that person. So do all these checks. Check with government, check with indigene, and ensure that you're in perfect standing with them and get your documents in place as early as possible. Because at the end of the day, in a court, I bought it first will not stand. It is who has the documents that stand. All right. I do hope you've gained something from how to actually stay above inflation and live better than inflation. I hope you've gotten something from this. And I hope that you can literally live a much, much more fruitful and better life with this information. My name is Adeni Ishrem once again. And if you have any questions, you can drop them in the question box or comment section. Or you could literally reach out to me on WhatsApp with 08110812605 if you're in Nigeria. And if you're in Nigeria, you start with +234 8110812605. And that way you can reach out to me on WhatsApp. If it's along the web, my user handle is Adeni Ishrem across all social media platforms, and you'll be able to get hold of me. You can leave your comment in those places, or you can send me an email at consulting@adeniishremi@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you whatever way I can. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful day. Bye.